Beaver Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver women's basketball team snapped a losing skid this weekend, knocked off the University of Sioux Falls 76-70. Aubrey Heyer joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you tired of waiting for your internet to catch up with your life? Switch to GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll be connecting to one of the largest rural all-fiber optic networks in the country with internet speeds up to a mind-blowing 10 gig. And with Paul Bunyan Communications, you're not just getting speed, you're getting reliability, local customer service, and you share in our success. Upgrade your internet game today. Call, click, or stop by our office in Bemidji or Grand Rapids and join the fiber optic revolution with GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver women's basketball team won on Saturday, winning 76-70. Snapped a five-game losing skid dating back to before Christmas. Beaver's Aubrey Heyer played 35 of the 40 minutes, 3 of 6 shooting, 1 from 3 behind the arc, finished with 7 points, but finished with 13 rebounds, 4 offensive and 9 defensive. She talks about her play on the glass.
Well, I mean, it's extra possessions for our team, so I'm really determined to, when the shot goes up, make or miss, I'm just crashing as hard as I can because I want to get the ball.
Heyer averages 5 points per game, but 7 rebounds per game. She talks about the balance of offense and rebounding.
I think it's just natural to me. You know, it's not really a skill. I think it's just a mentality to want to go get the ball.
Beavers are led in scoring by Cassie Karen. Beavers this weekend head back on the road after a five-game homestand. They travel to St. Cloud State on Friday, Minnesota State Mankato, the defending national runners-up on Saturday. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.